Now, the skimming process.
Well, you had, they had little pellets of things that they skimmed.
No. So here's the food, Ma.
Well, I can bring that to you. It's you, though, Rob. Now, it's you, though, what happens if you don't skim this stuff off?
Well, it's like grain. It just makes old grain taste and stuff. It's off the taste and stuff. That was that one got on through into the molasses, and they ain't fit there.
The molasses then?
Yeah, it's like green. They ain't brown looking like it.
I see. And it makes it bitter then, too?
Yeah.
Well, it's like, no.
Yeah, it's got sickly taste, too.
It's not just bitter, I mean.
You know, it's just got no sickly like taste, so it's not got a good taste.
Did you ever use the expression long sweetening and short sweetening for anything? Are those?
No. Not as I know of.
Well, sometimes it's used for different kinds of syrup, you know, syrup or for molasses.
You could take and make pumpkin butter or apple butter or anything out of it. Might not use that for a sweetener. You know, back then, that's about what they had to use that was molasses and
pumpkin burrs, apples.
First part of my life, you could sweeten things for breakfast with. I mean, like fruits, apples, or blackberries, things like that.
How about with the thing that they put on flapjacks, the pancakes? Now, sometimes they put molasses in it.
Yeah, that's molasses.
When it's in that form, you call it a what?
A stir-fly.
Yeah. And
it's a stir-fly. You know, some of them, some people, when they make them, they don't make them right. They just make them right watery. They don't let them cook in it. I mean, you know, they don't let them cook down after that thick. They let them cook till they just got to, like syrup. You can pour them out, and then they can let them cook till they get to thick so you can't hardly pour them out. And that gives them a better taste, too, when they're cooked right thick. I bought a pork jar back in the fall down here at Watt Allen for a man and made them back up yonder in Del Rio this year. And he hadn't made his cook on enough. They were just like syrup.
The molasses?
Molasses.
Yeah. And if it's like syrup, it's not thick enough?
Yeah, if it's not thick enough.
If something isn't, now, if you might talk about some kind of syrup being artificial, it's kind of made and not made from the real thing. But what would you call it if it was made from the, you know, if it was like maple syrup or something that really came from maple trees?
I don't know.
Well,
it's maple
syrup.
Okay. And then you talked about you make preserves and things?
Yeah.
What kinds of different preserves did you make?
You can make peach preserves, blackberry preserves, or apple preserves, or just most any kind of thing like that. Well, I mean, if you
can make any, you can make anything now. Those would be more like jams, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
Now, did you make anything else that would be more something? It's kind of like jam, but it's a little,
jelly.
Yeah. What kind?
Yeah, you can make blackberry jelly or apple jelly.
Grape
jelly.
Now, did you raise any peaches around here?
Yeah, there were a few raised around here. Margie Carter and them's got orchard up here. They raise peaches all the time. But there are a few trees around here. There were some right down there, but the worms get in them before they get.
Do you know what you call that kind of a peach that separates easily?
That's the open stone.
And the other kind is the.
That's the Georgia bells, I guess you're talking about.
No, that's one more time that them open stones and